Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live, thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.
Actually, straight out of Wellington, is that where you are, Luke?
Yes.
Right on. Are you just in your kind of like normal home, what that you live in regularly?
Yep. I got a little place in town too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like to talk about it.
Mm.
No, I don't have a little place in town. I've just got one home, and I'm in the garage, which is like my studio, I guess. Which is a fine studio. It's okay.
Is it nice and moldy? Is it warm?
Yeah, not well.
John wants to know the temperature of the place, if you could just let us know.
Luke Buddha in Wellington, of course.
The heater has been on all day. I don't know. It's pretty cold. The main problem with the garage is it's moldy. I live in the Yarra Valley.
Yep.
I don't know how down with Wellington topography you are, but it's a very deep, dark, dank valley.
Well, we're from Auckland, so we just assume it's all shit down there, and we just charge
it. Yeah, it's pretty shit. Weather-wise, certainly pretty shit. Culture-wise, just so shit.
We're collecting COVID up here, so we're kind of on different,
mostly,
on different buzzes, really.
I think it's the business down here that would disappoint you lot from Auckland, isn't it?
Right.
The business?
Not enough ties?
Just, I don't know. I don't really know. We should probably stop this before
we start. Okay, all right. So, Luke Buddha, you've just recorded a brand new record.
Yep.
When's it out? And who have you worked on this project with?
It's out on October the 15th.
Okay.
And if I'm going to give you some full disclosure here,
please.
I possibly shouldn't, so that everyone thinks that these are the most fresh of the cuts. But the truth of the matter is that at one point I thought that this album was going to be out before the Phoenix Foundation's Friendship, which was out last year. Like, I'd pretty much had it finished a really long time ago. But I don't know, man. Just the way things go, really. It took me a really long time to sort shit out, and the Phoenix Foundation album came along, and that had to...
Takes priority. The big band takes priority, doesn't it?
Can I just say that that was a fantastic album. I really loved the first track on the record, Guru. Like, what a great song. Wow.
Mm. Oh, thank you.
Mm.
You were just talking about
it. It's a fun one to play live because Conrad and I get to do a unison guitar solo together, which is really satisfying.
Mm-hmm. All good until someone strays off course.
Yeah, well, someone always strays off course. Here or there.
Don't try and out solo me, bro.
What the fuck was that trill, man?
That's enough about the band.
Yeah, screw band, man. Holding up your record.
Luke Buddha.
I don't know, man. I recorded in my garage. It took a long time. You just, you know, you got to stay busy in New Zealand if you want to be a full-time musician. You want to feel like you're alive. You just got to stay busy, and I don't know. I guess I have a compulsion to make music. That's why I do it. So, you know, often. So I just, you know, I just sort of keep making music, and it just slowly formed into an album. And yeah, I got some help on it. I got Don McGlashan plays some nice tenor horn, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Anita Clark, who's Motta. She's all over the record. She sings on every single song, because once she started singing, I was like, okay, and what about the next one? Oh, okay, and what about this one? And what about this one? And what about this one? And now she's in the band, and also she also is now playing with the Phoenix Foundation as well. So,
quite a graduation.
She's like my new best friend, you know, musically. And lots of other people. Everyone from the Phoenix Foundation is on it.
That's nice of you.
Yeah, I just thought, you know, they all needed a bit of an opportunity, so I think I provided it to help them to express themselves.
Mm.
Yeah.
Rad. Well, what should we go with first? We've got Candy. Or John's just got something in the way there. Here comes the wind. You've done these, literally you've recorded these 20 minutes ago in your room, and you've sent us the files and we've chucked them in here.
Right, well, why don't we do Candy first? It's, have you guys heard the, have you heard, this is, actually that's...
This just came out today, right?
It did, yeah.
It's just came out today.
And,
I just perused through these.
And I just want to say this much about Candy. It was written for a film, it was written for the film This Town, and it needed like a real sweet number. And so this is like an exercise because this doesn't come naturally to me, or maybe it does come real naturally to me, but then my cynical,
you haven't allowed it.
90s heart doesn't allow it. But for the movie, I was like, well, this is what the movie needs. It needs a really just a real sweet candy, and so that's what this is. What this is, I guess, what happens when I have allowed myself to not be shy and just let everyone know. No, I don't know. It's just really sweet and a bit silly, really. It's pretty silly. So
recorded live in your garage in Wellington about 20 minutes ago.
Yep, using and I think I don't know, the electric piano sound is pretty tacky. Reminds me a little bit of like Mariah Carey or something. So I guess this is the Mariah Carey
Version. Very nice. All right, I'm hitting play.
The first time that she calls you her baby, well, that's when you start feeling all right. It's like someone blew a hole.
Candy. by Luke Buddha, recorded about 20 minutes ago. What was your process for recording that in a hurry?
My process? Let me tell you about my process. I don't know, I've got a little studio. I have a MIDI keyboard. I recorded it into a software called Pro Tools. That's it, really. I don't know. There's not much of a process. I've got a comfortable chair. It felt like such a relief after the sort of 2.5 hours of
like going, how we can't get the feed to work. That's the
right.
Output's not working. There's a lot going on behind the scenes for the BFM listeners out there. If you're wondering why it didn't happen at 5:30, because it wasn't working out. But then we've worked around.
Yeah, and we've sort of also we've invited the listeners in a little bit there, haven't we? We've sort of shown them behind the curtain.
We like to do that on the show. We like to break the walls down between the radio and the people. That's kind of
someone has sent a text in saying, "Mate, the candy is beep beep beautiful."
Oh, well, thank you.
There was some.
I hope you guys are crying too.
Very strong words in there, but I've decided to not say them on air.
They just did fucking. So
yeah. you guys have got to be careful now, don't you?
Well, John does. I can do whatever I want, basically. Mm-hmm. We've got our roles in life. What's up with this?
Freedom of speech, mate. Freedom of speech.
I can say what I want. That's where I grew up. Here comes the wind. What's the dealio on this? This is a guitar one I perused already.
Oh my god! Actually, this is. I'm going to promise. I'm making a promise to everyone right now that this song. It's the only other song in the album that was originally written for the movie This Town.
What movie?
Because actually, this was as well. It's called This Town. It came out last year just after lockdown, like a little New Zealand film, right? And this was like a reject, this track. It was like an opening. It was kind of like for the opening of the film. I think it was, we were just madly making music for it, just throwing heaps of shit at it. And I don't even know if I got feedback on this one. It was like, oh, what about this? What about this? I don't even know if anyone emailed me back. But then, like, a while later, I was like, man, it's actually got a cool, like, sort of classic guitar-y driving thing going on. I had a pretty hard time writing lyrics for it, especially because it had been around for ages and ages. And sometimes that just gets to the point where you kind of, like, you've built a wall up. You know, you've tried to do
There's
something
no
for so long that you just actually can't do it. Anyway, and I'm mates with Damien Wilkins, who is a writer, and he told me a long time ago when I said to him, oh, I've got a bit of a hope on writing lyrics, he goes, well, if you ever want me to write lyrics, you know, I could do that. And I'd sort of shied away from it. I don't know why. I was like, I don't know. And almost like in a moment of desperation, I was like, ah, fuck. Okay, let's just give this a go. And he's ended up writing the lyrics to three of the songs on the album, and this was the first one. And, you know, it takes me about 3 or 4 years, I reckon, sometimes, to, like, finish lyrics, and they're not even amazing. It's just like, okay, yep, great. There's something that I'm not totally grossed out by. And he was like, I sent him the track, and I think it was like the next afternoon, he's like, here they are. And I think they're good words. And I enjoyed playing a preposterous, indulgent guitar dork solo in my garage for the album. And I'd have to say that the guitar solo on this version is considerably more muted because there wasn't a rocking band to go with it.
It had like 5 minutes to record it as well.
Yeah, it was more of a meandering vague out, but that's okay, isn't it?
Well, BFM listeners should recognise this because this song has been on playlist up here. Not this version, obviously, but check it out. Here comes the wind.
You.
Stick on the line.
Please sit down, I want to ask you some questions. about the planet and its future direction. If you imagine the sea, is it coming or going? There's a tree in your mind, is it shrinking or growing? Take me to your river, but don't wash me down. Name your favorite bird and where it was found. Can I take a breather before I answer? Open the window, we'll have a chance for. Here comes the wind, here comes the wind, here comes the wind. Lean right in. Leave you this gauge for collecting data. Hold on to your spade for a system and barter. Develop a plan for your family and friends. Beware of the ways the mind can bend. Caught the butterflies and the frogs. Sketch the lichen on the fallen logs. Can I take a breather before I answer? Open the window, we'll have a chance for. Here comes the wind, here comes the wind. Slides into your shoe. Know that this earth is sending you clues.
Didn't they get mystical towards the end? Thank you very much, Luke. Fantastic.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me, guys.
You're welcome. Now, you are heading up Auckland Ways on the 6th of November, playing at Whammy Bar.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Who are you travelling up here with?
Well, I've just got... I've got a band. Yeah.
Cool.
So...
Full Noise.
Yeah.
Luke Butter, supported by the Phoenix Foundation.
And Mott?
They are very supportive. They're like, we're like a family, okay?
A foundation, like almost.
Yeah. Yeah, well, God, it's a weird old time. But, you know, you just got to carry on, eh?
Mm.
And so, yeah, here's hoping. It's still, you know, what, like a month and a bit, 2 months in the future, so should be right, eh?
Yeah, I reckon.
Should happen?
I reckon.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, everyone. I'm not sure I want to take this. I did want to say you recorded a very impromptu and fantastic voice ID for us a while ago. I just did want to confirm this was you.
Dzień dobry, Auckland. To jest Łukasz Buda od grupy rockowej Phoenix Foundation. I kiedy ja jestem w Auckland, ja słucham do 95 BFM Rock.
Just confirming, that is you, Luke Buda.
That is you, Luke Buda.
Speaking in Polish?
Yes.
All right, brother, we'll see you when you're up here playing Whammy by Man and just, you know, stay safe and all that crap that people say. And thanks so much for the tracks. Brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, cool.
Outstanding. Thanks, outstanding. When's the record out?
October 15th.
October 15th. All right, we'll keep an eye out for it.
Perfect.
Cheers, mate.
Kia ora.
See ya. Say bye-bye.
Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.